This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number two. Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. And normally, this would be me doing the monologue, and we would be talking to Lincoln in the next hour, but Lincoln has got something going on, so we're going to talk to Lincoln now. So joining me from Pipe Hitters Union is Lincoln Osiris, and I know that he has a guest, and I know his name is Dave, but I don't know anything else about him. So, Lincoln, if you would please, sir, introduce your guest to us.
Well, Bill, first off, thanks for working with my schedule. Things have been crazy this week. Things are even crazier today. Actually, we'll put it this way. We're rolling around in the mobile command center right now.
Gotcha.
Because things are so crazy for me today. But thank you. I'll get to Dave in just a minute, but I kind of want to lead up to Dave. So you and I, we talk all the time about how unique Pipe Hitters Union is when it comes to our apparel. We put a lot of thought and effort into each and every single piece of apparel that we push out the doors. Unlike a lot of our competitors, or heck, just, you know, apparel companies in general, a lot of people just throw junk out there and they see what sells, and, you know, nobody's really putting their heart and soul into it like we do. And when I say that, like, we really put a lot of effort and creativity into each and every one of our designs. And this week, we've probably got one of the most special designs we've ever put out. It's being released tomorrow. It was done by our newest in-house designer. Her name is Patty. We are very lucky to have her. She's just awesome, so I had to give her a shout-out. But this newest design, I think a lot of your listeners may, like, catch on very quickly. But we have titled it The Law of the Jungle. Now, we've based this design on a very, very famous poem. It's Kipling's poem that was originally, well, it is titled The Law for the Wolves, but over the years, it's kind of just become known as The Law of the Jungle. Now, it was published first in 1894, so forever ago. And then it was incorporated in a book that everyone is going to know, whether you know this poem or not, called It's the Second Jungle Book, and it was published in 1895.
Right.
Now, there are a lot of misconceptions about this poem. A lot of people, especially in, like, current time, they think that this poem is about, like, survival of the fittest, or it's about kill or be killed or eat or be eaten. And really, it's a lot deeper than that. Now, I've asked one of my best friends on the entire planet. I wish I could tell you all about him, but I can't. We're just going to stick with Dave to join us for this episode and kind of talk about this poem, but really kind of talk about it, how it applies to us today, and why it's still so important. So a little bit about Dave, give you guys an idea about Dave. Dave, he was in the Marine Corps. The war popped off on 9/11, and he actually ended up in the Army, became a sniper, and then a sniper team leader, did some combat time, left the Army and became a contractor. Dave and I served years together doing contract work, doing some, you know, other crazy stuff. And then that just wasn't challenging enough for him anymore. And he left contract work and went back into the Army as an 18 series, and which is Special Forces, for those of you guys who don't know what an 18 series is. And now he is doing, you know, special operations work for the Army as an 18 series. Now, welcome, Dave.
Hey, appreciate it. Thank you.
Yeah, for sure. I can't tell you what it means to me to have you join us. Thanks a lot. And, Bill, I really appreciate you working with me to have Dave on as well.
Sure.
So,
Your guests are always – you get good guests. You're a good get, and I always like it. Although every time I hear you refer to him as Dave, I keep thinking about that whole 9 yards thing where Michael Clark Duncan is up there going, for our purposes, there is no Dave. So, okay.
All right.
I've said my part. Please, gentlemen, right. Converse.
So, anyway, Dave, I mentioned that this poem it's a really misunderstood poem, although I kind of like how people have come to misunderstand it, but it's still very misunderstood. And first of all, like, number one, this poem has nothing to do with animals, or really have nothing to do with wolves, for that matter. In your words, like, you've got a very unique, insight into this poem. So I'd like, to hear from you what you really think Kipling was getting at, and more significantly, how it applies to society as a whole, but even more specifically, how it applies to, like, the workplace or the family unit, or even, like, the, special forces or special operations combat unit.
Yeah, so with Kipling, and specifically with this poem, but in other instances also, I kind of lump him together with another one of my favorites, which is Jack London, because they both have a history of taking the harshness and the realities of the natural world, and they, in their writing, they show you how it translates over into human qualities, and then they take human qualities and put them into animals, and that's how they get it to you. That's how they get you on board with what they're showing. And in the end, one of the big things they go back to is that the animal world as a whole works as a system, as a very efficient system, and it does it for a purpose, which is to survive. Pass on that genetic code and the continuation of the line, et cetera. But it has to be harsh in order to do that. And so inside of that backdrop, they put these human, they put human qualities, like I said, into animals. And what it does is it lets you see how that applies to you in life in general. For us, for example, like the law of the jungle, kind of, it resonates for me on a couple different levels that you hit. But living in a combat unit, life is harsh in some senses. It's harsh because it has to be, just because that's the reality of combat. The situation you're dealing with is not forgiving in some cases. So you have to be ready for that. And you live under a certain set of rules that may not be written, but there are a certain set of rules that are impressed in you as you grow up in those small communities, in those small societies, which leads me to the second point of what he talks about a lot, which in my opinion is less about animals and it's more about a responsibility that goes in two directions. One, the direction being me, the individual who's part of this system, part of this community that we all need to survive and more importantly thrive. It's my responsibility to be an asset, to be somebody who provides, to work inside of that system, to let everyone else enjoy the fruits of your collective labor, for instance. And then the responsibility in the other direction has to do with that community now, because we've paid into it ourselves, into each other as a community. Now there's a certain responsibility for them to take care of us, and we do that for each other, and it's symbiotic. It just keeps going, and that is really what that in my opinion, that's what the heart of what he's talking about.
Now, I've got a question for you. So, something that
before I tell you what before you ask that, we're coming up on the first break.
Roger that.
So this way, I don't want you to get Dave all revved, and then he's got to wait for 5 minutes.
No, I appreciate it.
Now, Pipe Hitters Union, this is pipehittersunion.com. This is the attitude that you can wear. You don't have to have that resume with that combat background, special forces kind of thing behind you, because most people don't. That's why they're the few and the proud and the very elite. But that doesn't keep you from being a pipe hitter. So any one of you can join all of us. And you can do that by going to pipehittersunion.com. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Today, weapons and optics are built tough, but they have to remain dialed in. Enter Air Armor Tech. Created to protect the $500,000 helmet of the F-35 Lightning II aircraft, Air Armor Tech can likewise protect your weapons during transport. Under pressure, air is uncompromising. Rigid or collapsible using the power of inflation or deflation. High tech and elemental. To learn more, go to airarmortech.com. Air Armor Tech. Protective. Lightweight. These are military-grade inflatable cases. At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Tired of being censored by Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Patreon? Well, now you don't have to be. OneWay.com is the free speech and human-friendly social network built just for you. Stop feeding the beast. Every post you make on those evil, anti-human, anti-American perverted sites helps them destroy our families, our country, and our souls. Join OneWay today and take back your liberty. Your free speech alternative is waiting for you at OneWay.com. OneWay.com.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go, while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dillon Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon Bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
From the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. I am talking to one Lincoln Osiris from Pipe Hitters Union in the Mobile War Wagon Command Post. Are you and Dave in the Mobile Wagon, or is Dave joining us telephonically?
I am in Austin, Texas, and Dave is on the East Coast, and that's probably the best I'll give you, unless Dave wants to tell you where he is.
Dave, don't have to. I don't want to know because you might have to kill me then. So I don't need to know. I got plans for later tonight. So anyway, you were about to ask him a question. So please.
Yeah.
Do.
So, all right. So check this out. So something that I find very interesting about this poem is, one, it was written more than 100 years ago. And at the most basic of levels, things haven't changed. Now, we've got all this technology nowadays, and there's a ton of, like, there's this huge cultural shift. And we've got people that can identify or erase their gender that they don't, you know, genetically are not. But there are these universal laws that today, you know, more than 100 years later, still hold true. And one of the most significant sections of this poem is the stanza, and it's the first stanza. And it reads, "Now this is the law of the jungle, as old and as true as the sky. And the wolf that shall keep it may prosper, but the wolf that shall break it must die." Now, in this new PC world, you could never, even back then, he was smart enough to you know, write it about animals when that, you know, really wasn't the case. But in this new PC world, you'd probably even be beaten up, you know, for that. But Dave, what I want you to do is break this down for me. Like, what do you really think about this first stanza, and how does it, like, what is he getting at, and how does it apply today?
Have we still got Dave?
We have Dave.
Well,
let's get Dave. And I'll
we're
going to
get Dave. Okay.
Yeah, while we're getting Dave, I'll work on it.
Okay, you work on it.
Here's the thing. Dave and I are cut from the same cloth, and I feel very, very confident that he would probably feel, you know, similar about this. But what I'll say about this first stanza is it is, in my opinion, you're not going to get this. You can Google this all day long, and you're going to get, you know, people that are, you know, poets or people that are, you know, educators or whatnot that are going to, you know, tell you about this. But coming from, you know, the man's perspective, or coming from the warfighter's perspective.
We've got Dave now.
You know, oh, we do? All right, great. Well, then I just set it up for him. All right, so Dave, I just basically read this first stanza of the poem, you know, and I'll read it again quickly. "Now that this is the law of the jungle, as old and as true as the sky, and the wolf that shall keep it may prosper, but the wolf that shall break it must die." And basically what I was saying while you were gone was, I want to hear this, you know, not from, you know, a smart guy. I want to hear this, you know, not from an educator. I don't want to hear it from a poet. I want to hear it from a man's man. I want to hear it from, you know, a war fighter. Like, what does this mean? You know, how do you interpret this?
So, yeah, I think he uses this one to set it up really well, because to me it boils down to, like, what I consider true law, or not true law, but, like, laws that you can't get around, i.e. laws of nature, versus, you know, legislated laws, laws that men decide, all right, as a society, we're going to sit down and make these rules up and for X, Y, Z reason. True law, nature's laws, true laws are, in my opinion, almost always harsher than anything we can impose, because that's how it has to be. That's how that whole system survives, like I mentioned earlier. And so within, like, as it translates over to me, the lens that I view it through, with, like, combat organizations and small units and stuff, and even over into the business world, but there are things that you're taught, and there's things that you have to endure in order to be taught, and you have to go through these things in order to become a productive member of a fighting organization, because that's really what they need. They need there's no room for fat, so to speak. They need productivity, they need results, and they need somebody who can fall into the system and work within it. Now, there's always room for outliers and out-of-the-box thinkers, but at the end of the day, you need to operate inside of that system, because it ensures the survival of everyone as a whole. Because the penalties in combat will be harsher, like I said, than in regular society. But it's the same thing in the business world. I mean, I'm sure you guys have seen it on your end. I don't know what you think about that.
Oh, absolutely. But you know, something that this really brings me back to, and I'm a believer in this, in the military world, especially a small unit, you know, type atmosphere. And I'm a fan of it in the business world. But in today, like today, it would be I would have significant, you know, complaints against me with HR for this. And in the military, it's becoming more and more of a no-go. But hazing, I think hazing it leads to one's character. Now, of course, there's always a line, but you're breaking someone down, you're beating them up, only to build them up. But when you go through that hazing, you've got this sense of belonging. You've got this sense of, you know, you endured, you know, to become, you know, part of the unit. Now, the next stanza has a tremendous number of applications. And
we have about 2 minutes for the next stanza.
Thank you so much, Bill. Now, it can be applied to family, work, society, and it can absolutely be applied to a combat unit. And it's probably the most famous stanza in the entire poem. And it goes, "For the strength of the pack is the wolf, and the strength of the wolf is the pack." And I could run on for days and days about this, but I really specifically, like I said, it could apply to family. It could apply to, you know, business. It could apply to the small unit. But I want to know how it applies to you specifically, Dave, but as, you know, a member of a small unit, but also as a husband and a father.
So basically this goes into that. The big one is it goes into that responsibility in both directions. I have a responsibility to be an asset. I have a responsibility to essentially pull my weight. I have a responsibility to constantly work on myself on multiple levels to ensure that I'm always pushing forward because there's people relying on me. But in the flip side of that, I've put myself inside of a community of people. I constantly strive to be inside of a community of people that will push me in that direction, but also we're all moving in the same direction. So there's a certain amount of strength and protection that's afforded within that. And it goes two ways. They expect it of me and I expect it of them. Just like my family expects certain things of me, as a head of the family. And those are responsibilities that are enormous. But at the same time, you know, I'm working with that within a family unit. There's a certain amount of, there's a lot of positive things that come out of that when you do it right and you do it well. But at its essence to me, the strength of the pack is the wolf, and the strength of the wolf is the pack is responsibility in two directions, and everybody takes that extremely seriously.
Let me get you guys to hold right there. You got it in there, Dave. You got good sense, brother. I like it.
Appreciate it.
We'll be right back. I'm talking to Lincoln Osiris from Pipe Hitters Union and his guests as they talk about the law of the jungle and how this might apply to you. This is Lock and Load.
The Roman legions, the samurai, and the knights of the round table, they understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
Offering the largest selection of night armament guns and parts in the world, OperationParts.com carries both the latest and the hardest to find components for your weapon. With name brands like Noveski, Aimpoint, and Nighthawk, OperationParts.com is a realm of the most discerning firearms connoisseur. With free shipping available on most orders, these are experienced AR-15 enthusiasts that test each part and component to ensure customer satisfaction. OperationParts.com. Make yours operational.
USA Radio News.
White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders was repeatedly asked today during her White House press briefing about President Trump's assertion that Russia is not trying to interfere in our elections. A reporter shouted a question at President Trump regarding whether Russia was still a threat. Sarah Sanders explains that exchange.
I had a chance to speak with the president after his comments, and the president said thank you very much and was saying no to answering questions. The president and his administration are working very hard to make sure that Russia is unable to meddle in our elections, as they have done in the past and as we have stated.
Today in Washington, D.C., U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations Nikki Haley spoke out as to why the United States withdrew from the UN Human Rights Council.
In the end, the United States couldn't convince enough countries to stand up and declare that the Human Rights Council was no longer worthy of its name.
Today in Washington, D.C., U.N. Ambassador to...
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon? Hiking to the top of a mountain? Or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allen Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Live from the AR 500 on the radio studio, this is Lock and Load. Talking to Lincoln Osiris from Pipe Hitters Union. And his guest, Dave. And that's all I'm telling you. For our purposes, there is only Dave.
That's all we got is Dave.
By the way, when I was saying about pipe hitters that you can become a pipe hitter by going to Pipe Hitters Union, that doesn't mean that if you buy the T-shirt, you're going to gain a set of combat skills, but it will give you the mindset. And that's the rest is going to be up to you. So just wanted to make sure.
We get phone calls, emails, and, like, direct messages through social media all the time. People want to know, hey, is it okay if we wear your apparel? And I say 15 years ago, I would have probably said, well, no, because it's like it was for Spec Ops dudes, like by Spec Ops dudes for Spec Ops dudes. But in the last 15 years, we've grown so much. And now, like, you know, law enforcement, first responders, regular, you know, military veterans, like, you know, it's kind of become a mindset more than a specific group that wears our apparel. But I will tell you this, if you're like a Cheeto eating couch potato, like, you know, video game playing, doing nothing else, like, yeah, I don't really want you wearing our stuff. But like, if you've got the mindset and this is like, you know, who you are, yeah, you don't have to be a door kicker. I mean, absolutely don't have to be a door kicker, but you got to be the right guy. And I know that kind of cuts a few people out, but unlike a lot of companies that are just trying to sell everything that they can sell, that's not us. You know, we're a group, we're a family. You know, we use the term union, but it's really, you know, we're not just a brand on a rack at Target. You know, it's a little bit different. But yeah, I don't want to get tied up into the brand, but you know, I had to mention that.
Right. Well, that's perfectly okay.
But back to the law of the jungle. So this next stanza that I want to talk about, it's very special to me, but it's also there's a very misunderstood message in this stanza. On the show every week, I mean, there's probably not a week that goes by that I don't mention my children. Both of my kids, my youngest just turned 2 and my oldest just turned 4 on the 4th of July. He's my freedom baby. And there's nothing in the world that I wouldn't do for my kids. But it's also my responsibility to teach them how to be independent and teach them how to be a man. And when I say man, I mean it the way that you know I mean it and the way your listeners know I mean it, not the way that, you know, a lot of, you know, people on the left might say, hey, you've got some toxic masculinity. But the stanza goes, the jackal may follow the tiger, but cub, when thy whiskers are grown, remember the wolf is a hunter. Go forth and get food on thine own. Now, Dave, I'm interested to hear what you say. You and I like haven't beaten this up beforehand, but what are your thoughts on this?
Yeah, this is a big one for me as well. You led into it already. It's obviously it's a responsibility as a parent, I'll flip it over to the other side of the house. As a small unit leader, it's your responsibility to impress a certain education into the people underneath you, or the people you're leading, or your children, and a certain knowledge of life or the job, so that they can A, come into their own and kind of seize their own destiny, but contribute to what's going on in the team, become that asset. But B, also they can be ready to take over for you. So there's that responsibility that's ingrained in you as the individual. And the other thing in there is it's built around self-reliance. Basically, you know, there may be times in the beginning when you're going to need the help, or you're going to need to follow that guy who's been there before, and he's going to drag you along. And you know, when you do something stupid, he's going to call you some sort of unsavory name, and you're going to pay the price for it. But you're learning the lessons. You're going through those trials in order to learn a very difficult skill set. But at a certain point, he's going to have to pull back, and he's going to have to let you either sink or swim, because that's the nature of the system. Either you absorb it and you take to it, you know, it's like a duck to water, and you take off with it. I've seen guys do that, and then you see guys who just struggle. And at a certain point, when are they a liability? That's what you have to ask yourself. But, you know, it talks about don't get to that point and impress those skills. And let them know that eventually they're going to be doing this on their own. That goes for your, you know, your subordinates and your children. But it's on you. It's your responsibility to work as hard as you possibly can to give them every possible tool that you have at your disposal, so that they can go on and eventually do that themselves.
You know, Bill, I would imagine, and I'm interested to hear from you, but me as a father, I'm not young, but as my children being so young, I struggle with this every single day. You know, what are those moments that I let them fall, and what are those moments that I catch them? And every day, it is different for me every single day, because every single day is different. But, you know, I struggle with it. What about you, Bill? Being, you know, you've got grandchildren.
Yeah. Well, here's the thing. The moments when you catch them versus when you don't catch them, that's not really going to be up to you very often, because you can't be around them 24 hours a day. You try to, of course, you try to. And you try to catch them every time, but they will fall. And that's just a simple fact of life. And you're going to have to teach them. I mean, this happens with all of us. You have to teach them the best you can do. And then at some point, you're going to have to trust them and hope that they took in what you tried to teach them, that they learned a lesson. And that's the thing. It's while you're trying to teach them, the lesson learned is much better than the lesson taught.
And even then, you're probably going to have to expect, when you give them that extra leash, they're going to fall.
Oh, yeah. And the idiosyncrasies are going to develop as they come up. You'll be like, how, you know, this is my child. I mean, I taught him this, I taught him that, I taught him, you know, there's going to be some things that you're not going to agree with. But, you know, that's the trials of parenthood. And the rewards of parenthood far outweigh, and you know that, you've seen that already. It just keeps on getting better.
It's
a gift that keeps on giving. So.
So this next stanza is also very significant.
You have about 2 minutes for the next stanza again.
Roger that. I'll rush through this one. So this next stanza is very very special to me as well. And because we both come from small units, Dave, I want to read this to you, and then I just want your thoughts. Just roll right into it. So the lair of the wolf is his refuge, but where he has digged it too plain, the council shall send him a message, and so he shall change it again.
Yeah, so, so the sanctity of the home is it's a very American idea. I mean, to me, that's what it speaks to. So, I mean, you think of not too far in the past, we were cutting out, homes on the frontier. So it's pretty near and dear to us. But even with all that said, the pack, the system understands what is sacred to you. But if it gets in the way of survival, then it's got to go. So, in like a team setting, you're a brother, we're there for each other. But at a certain point, if you can't subvert your own ego, or once your drama or your attitude's too much to handle, then tough decisions need to be made. There's some words are going to be said, because at the end of the day, it's about everybody, getting in line and doing their part. And once you detract from that, then people are going to try to rein you in. But if it doesn't work, you have to sit down as a unit and decide, what are we going to do? Because at the end of the day, what matters is success and survival.
And that's a hard decision to make. And I know that you've been there. I've been there. We've all been there, had to make those hard decisions to push someone away when you didn't want to, but it was for the need of the group.
Yeah, exactly. When everybody has their priorities right, it's difficult because you're dealing with personalities and people that you know and love, but you know what the right answer is.
Absolutely. You guys hold on right there. We'll be right back. I'm talking to Lincoln Osiris, The Law of the Jungle. This is Lock and Load.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
If you or anyone you love has been diagnosed with lung cancer, asbestosis, or mesothelioma, your diagnosis may be the result of job-related exposure to asbestos, and you may be entitled to compensation. Over $30 billion in trusts have been set aside for individuals who have been affected by asbestos exposure. How do you protect your rights and get the compensation you deserve? Call Capital Legal Group now at 800-400-LUNG. Capital Legal Group is one of the nation's resources for settlement of lung cancer and mesothelioma cases. Law firms have successfully recovered over $2.7 billion for their clients in all 50 states, and claims have been paid in as little as 60 days. If you or a family member were diagnosed with lung cancer, asbestosis, or mesothelioma, call Capital Legal Group now at 800-400-LUNG. We'll open a no-cost case review on your behalf. A history of tobacco use or cigarette smoking will not disqualify your case. Visit 800-400-LUNG.com or call 800-400-LUNG. Call 800-400-5864 now. That's 800-400-LUNG.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-910-5936. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-910-5936. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-910-5936. 1-800-910-5936.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
I'm beginning to think that bump has to go.
Well, what was I thinking?
All right. Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. We're discussing... How do you want to put this? First of all, we didn't even talk about what you're going to do with this poem, did we? As far as how you're going to... bring this to the masses. Have we lost Lincoln too?
We have taken this poem and incorporated it into a new design that will be released tomorrow. And this is probably one of the coolest design that I'm most proud of. And like I said, it's because we put so much thought into the meaning of every single one of our designs, unlike, you know, most people that are just throwing stuff out there. But it's awesome. It's awesome. I feel good about it. You know, I'm proud of it. So yeah. And you know, it's really crazy, you know, Bill, is that we're pulling from a poem that was written, you know, not quite 150 years ago, and it applies today. And that is, I mean, I'm not a poet. I'm not really like an intellectual, you know, I'm a door kicker gone businessman. And I appreciate this. It's just the coolest thing. You know, I have to tell you, like, I'm really, really proud of this. So, yeah.
Well, you should be proud of everything you put out. I mean, every time I wear one of them, I'm wearing around the unsuspecting, you know, and they'll look at that. They'll be like, Hey, that's sort of interesting. You be violent first, huh? What are you trying to say about that?
If we don't have a design that's wrapped around, you know, a 125-year-old poem, it's wrapped in controversy that ends us up on, you know, Newsweek or Vice News or whatever else.
That's like, my so favorite kind. You know, the original pipe hitter shirt with George Washington gets a lot of comments, too.
It sure does. That's right. Yeah.
So.
Well, there's only one more stanza I really want to talk about, and it's a very significant one, you know, to me. And, you know, I think you'll appreciate it, and the older I get, I appreciate it. And this is a point that I wish that I would have learned at a younger age. It was definitely a time when I thought I was the smartest guy at 18, and I thought my dad was an idiot. And it wasn't until, you know, many years later that I realized, oh, yeah, I was the fool. I was the idiot. But the stanza goes, because of his age and his cunning, because of his gripe and his paw, in all that the law leaveth open, the word of the head wolf is law. Now, I've definitely got my own thoughts, and I'm sure you kind of read quickly into that one too, Bill. But, Dave, I really want to hear, you know, what you think about that.
Yeah, this one's an interesting one for the same reason. Like, if I would have thought about this more as a young as a young man, it would have I would have learned more. But regardless, coming up in in the Marine Corps and even in the Army and in the infantry world, and moving up from there, you have, I used to call them like beware of the graybeards. You know, like these guys who have these are like your first sergeant, your platoon sergeant.
That's right, dude.
They've been there.
That's exactly. It reminds me of a phrase that I think it is, fear the old man in a profession where men die young, right?
Yeah. And so when when you're young and you're the strongest, the fastest, you're the smartest, you're the best at everything, you're invincible.
Fit to fight, combat ready, hoo-ah.
Yeah, inside of a... You know, like a platoon or even a squad or a team, there's somebody that has to rein that in, and they, you get put in check very quickly. That's just the nature of the business. But in the end, what you find that you're doing is you'll instinctively know you're doing it, and some people don't even know they're doing it. You'll defer to their wisdom. And they're there for a reason. They've been tested and they're still standing, and they're the ones that are producing the next generation, and they're intelligent enough to make it. And another thing that I learned as I grew up that I still take advantage of every day is that these people are the Head Wolf is a walking community history in many cases. That's that old team sergeant, that crusty sergeant major, that first sergeant who was the guy you run into who was in Vietnam. They're not. The retired ones, for example, in Vietnam, things like that. I've been lucky enough to run across people who were part of, some really important events in recent, American history over the past couple of decades. And they're a walking community. So in the end, you can think you're the best and the baddest you're amazing in so many ways. But if you're really intelligent and if you're really looking to be that asset and you're really looking to provide, you're going to stop for a second, and you're going to defer to what they say, and you're going to start to suck in whatever you can, knowledge wise, in order so that you can kind of like, all right, it's in my head, let it soak in for a while, because there's things that are going to come to you in 5 or 10 years, and you're going to be like, oh, that's it, that's what he was talking about. I've just had that experience, and then you're just that much more better, and that's how they've contributed to the community, and that's how you contribute to the next generation of your own community, whatever it may be, business, family, friendships, whatever it is, that's kind of the goal.
And something else, and I bet you would probably agree with me, Dave, is that most of these guys, if you can get past that 1,000-yard stare, if you can get past that really, just armored exterior and, that mean mug that they just walk around 24/7 with, they are typically very approachable and they want to share their wisdom and knowledge. Even if it is in a harsh and brash way, they don't know any different. That's who they are. But they really appreciate, in most cases, to pass down that knowledge. But most people are intimidated to approach people that have this wisdom.
And also, another thing is that I've noticed over the years is that when you get in an environment where they start laying it on thick, when they get done and they're looking around, they're going to see who's still standing. You might not look the prettiest. You might not have been the most amazing person to ever do it. But when everybody else is not there and there's a couple people still left standing, that's when they decide those are the ones. Those are the ones I'm investing in. And it's smart for you to put in the work so that you can be one of those people, because the dividends are immeasurable.
One advantage I have over you young fellows that served recently is I served in the 80s. So there were still a lot of Vietnam vets in there, and which is not to say anything about what you guys did, because I think what you guys did is equally as hairy, if not hairier, than what they went through. But I have been with those guys that you're discussing, and you're right. Once you break the ice with them, they are very forthcoming. But if you show, if you mess up and show any proficiency in the craft, right, they will call your number every time something comes up where they're like looking for something. They're like, okay, this is something where I need some results. Friday!
It might be harsh,
It might be harsh, but it's always to make you better.
Right.
So Bill, how much time do we have left?
We have 1 minute and about 40 seconds, about 30 seconds.
All right, roger that. Well, I'll tell you what, Bill, I want to thank you.
Sure.
I can't tell you what it means to me to have Dave with us tonight. He's one of the most special people on the planet to me, and I really mean that. So thank you from the bottom of my heart. This new design means a lot to me, too. Like I said, it's probably one of the most special that we've ever done.
Right.
And I think that you could probably see this, and Dave, I think you'd agree, but the reason that Kipling's poem resonates so strongly with, you know, all of us at PHU is, had it not been written more than 100 years ago, it's very possible that when we would have read it, that we could have, you know, we could have had us, he could have had us in mind when he wrote this poem. You know what I mean? You know, these are the same values that we operate at PHU. They're the same values we operate on, you know, in combat. Heck, I'll tell you what, these are the same values that I operate on at a family level. You know, these basic, very universal truths are drowned out in all the nonsense that we're inundated with on a daily basis nowadays. You know, when we forget what makes us strong as individuals and as a team and as a country. But so, yeah, you know, I'm very excited and honored to bring this design out and share it with our PHU family. But I'm really appreciative that you let us, you know, talk about it and, you know, and explain it to all your listeners tonight.
We'll do it again next week, too. And I want to thank Dave. It was very engaging talking to you, sir.
I appreciate your time.
Yes, sir. We'll be right back.
Have a good night, Dave.
Yes, sir.
Take care.
Hour number three is inbound. This is Lock and Load.
My mama goodbye. I didn't tell her that I loved her. How much I care to thank my pops for all the talks and all the wisdom he shared.
Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again, so go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com.
Now you know. I will meet you there.
Our story is as old as the country we live in. It is uniquely American. Pipe Hitters Union was born in the chaos of war, fighting tyrants so that others may live free. We didn't back away from the chaos. We learned to thrive in it. What began as a brotherhood has evolved over the years into a commitment to live by the values we hold dear, regardless of what stands in our way. PipeHittersUnion.com. Apparel with an attitude. Wear it if you dare.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutraMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.